this week is going to be a training camp week, and our training camp schedule is in play, and that's what we're going to do and try to get players reps, continue to evaluate them, and get ready to play a game on the road, because road games are different than home games, and the distractions of traveling and being away from home, they have to get used to. So we'll talk to them about that, and then try to get ready to go down to St. Louis and play good. Again, hopefully we can do that. But I thought the young players gained some experience in this game. Now, with that being said, they still have a lot of work to do, and they still have to get a lot better. But the game experience was good for them, just to be out there in a game and see how the opponent is reacting, you know, get the fans and the crowd and all of those kind of reactions. So the next time they go out, I think that they'll feel more comfortable and feel more at ease than some of them were this time out. Injuries. We had no major injuries from the game. Right now there's nobody that's going to miss practice who played in the game. Everybody should be out there practicing. Now, some of the guys who did not play in the game will not practice. And, you know, the main guy is Flowers and where he is. And, you know, I think his heel is getting better, but it's not where he wants it to be yet, you know, and having to do the job that he has to do. So he's rehabbing and he's working at it, and hopefully, you know, one day we'll come out and then all of a sudden, boom, he'll feel great and he'll be ready to go, because that's what they tell me. Sometimes those bruises, they hurt for a little bit and then all of a sudden they just disappear. And so he's working through that, and he wants to be out there, but we'll see if he can go this afternoon or not. Then who else? Oh, Travis Daniels. He's the didn't play, and he's into that growing hamstring area with his injury, but he won't go today. And then we'll see how quickly he can come around. But everybody else, I expect them to be out there and doing something. I mean, Hemingway and Bannon, they will probably be with the strength guys on the side. And began to do some work that way, and see what they can do, and hopefully they can begin to do enough that maybe this week we can get them in pads and get them back. So that's where we are with the team, and we're going to try to improve it and try to get it better as we go into the game this week. Ethan, same situation with Ethan. He hasn't made the progress that we wanted him to make or expected that he would make, and so he's going to be down also.
In your limited time with the organization, is this going to be one of the hardest, I guess, personnel decisions when it comes time to start cutting guys? I mean, it looks starting to go through the numbers now. You're starting to see some tough decisions. Is this the deepest, you think, since you've been here as far as making decisions on guys when it comes to that time?
Well, the statement has been made that this team has more ability than has been around here in the last couple of years. So, if that's a true statement, then the decisions will be tough, you know, but you can't keep everybody. And the players, they understand that and they know that. If they're not able to make this team, they'll be disappointed. But if they can do some good things in the games, all the NFL teams, they watch the games and they evaluate the personnel. So if they can do something, then other teams look at them and you know, they might be interested if they can't make our team.
You're watching other teams too.
Of course. Well, I tell them all the time. I said, the NFL, it's an evaluation. You're evaluated from the day you come in until the day you leave. You get evaluated every day. And not only by the guys in your building, but the other teams in the NFL are evaluating you also. And so just like we evaluate, other teams evaluate. And I told him, I said, not only are you competing with the guys at your position, you're competing with all the other guys in the NFL at that position, you know, or guys who may be doing really good on special teams who are not playing your position. You're competing with those guys as well. So that's why you need to put that best foot forward and try to do the best you can.
You're
know, you had said going into the Arizona game, you wanted to see some good things from your first units. And speaking of your offense now, you obviously got the two long touchdown drives. Did that exceed your expectation for that group?
Yeah, basically.
This time of year?
Yeah, basically it did. Because you go into the game and you think that if it goes this way, we'll feel good about it. But generally, you don't think that you're going to drive it 12 plays and score on your first drive. You figure that if you can get a first down, maybe two first downs, and that would be a good start. But to drive it all the way down and score, that was better than usual, better than I expected.
How do you evaluate the nose tackle position after their performance on Friday, the three main guys that you're looking at, Bo and Terribio?
Well, Terribio, he made some plays, which we like. The young Poe, he's still learning, and he gave good effort, and he's trying to learn to do things the way that we want him done. He's not there yet. And then the POWE, he got in there, and I think he made a play, and he's improved from where he was last year. So, the competition, I think, is still a competition, and we'll get him work and see who rises to the top, and it's not a bad thing to have, a couple of three guys that can play the position if they can do it.
Talk about your fourth down decision there early in that game, midfield, fourth and one. Yeah, very first drive. Talk about.
Well, if you want to try to generate some momentum and some confidence in your team, you can make that choice at that time. And so we made the choice to go for it, and I think that kept the momentum going and allowed us to go ahead and drive it down and score.
That's something if this was 3 weeks from now, would you be doing now? Or because it's an exhibition game, what the heck?
Well, sometimes, coaches have to practice as well, so I was practice coaching then.
For as well as the first team offense played, do you let that confidence carry into practice, or do you temper it, saying it was just preseason, to the player themselves?
Well, you temper it, because this one didn't count, But I think you have to acknowledge that what they did was good. The first half was a good first half. The first units did a good job. And so you have to acknowledge that. And you do have to protect against them getting a big head, because everybody else is telling them how great they are. But they're not great yet,
Is their performance, nevertheless, indicative of how far they've come along in the offense in such a short time?
Well, I think that we'll find out when the regular season starts how far we've come. And I think that's when you could legitimately say that we've arrived or we haven't arrived once we start regular season games and see how we do.
You talked a little bit about this after the game Friday night, but you said you thought this offense was capable of being a quick strike offense but also a ball control offense. As a defensive coach, what kind of problems does that present a defense offense can be both those kinds of things?
Well, defensively, then you have to cover all your bases all the time. If they can run the ball and they have the ability to hit you deep and get chunk plays, you have to defend everything all the time, and you're not able to eliminate anything, which makes it a little bit tougher to defend.
A couple more. How about Steve Manera?
Manera?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three of those catches were.
Well, yeah.
Talk about what a bonus that is if he can catch the ball. Just talk about him a little bit.
Well, the fact that he played offensive tackle last year and now he's playing tight end. Now, with that being said, he was a tight end before, and so he does have some tight end experience. But those were three pretty good catches. I have to admit, and I told him he did a nice job of making those catches. Because there are a lot of people who would have said that there's no way that he could have made those catches.
So, he didn't obviously make it a tackle when he tried that conversion. Now it comes back. Just how hard has that been for a guy to bounce back and forth with those positions?
Well, I think it's tough when you do it cold turkey. But because he's been a tight end before, he does have, that background with him. And so what he had to do is he had to lose a little weight. So, you know, during the off season, he started doing that, trying to lose weight and trying to get back to his tight end skills that he had. And it worked out okay.
You talked about the young players and the experience you like that they got in that first game, kind of specifically Devin Wiley. I mean, were you able to see much from him?
Well, he had a pretty nice return, you know. So I like that. And, you know, like I say, that's good experience for him. And we have to get him more experience at the receiver spot to see how he does there because, you know, that complement will be the thing that helps him the most, you know, trying to make the team.
Are you still trying to find his role with Dwayne Bowsett? It's still kind of in the air?
As far as I know, yeah.
In today's NFL, teams evaluate every little aspect of the game. And there's players this weekend came out about officiating. I know you've been asked that before, though. Now these players are saying they're – teams or coaches need to start stepping up because the discrepancy is so great. One, do you ever see that situation happen where the actual teams have to come in and pressure as far as needing competent officials out there? And for two, how do you – there are some teams who scout officials. Do you have somebody who specifically watch crews and so you kind of game plan for that crew what you might be able to get away with a little more than another?
Well, I don't know that you look to try to get away with anything, you know, because the officials are going to be the officials. And that's what I told the team before the game. Whoever the officials are out there, they're going to make the call, you know, on what they see. And they're not changing them generally. The only time it gets changed is when it goes upstairs to the booth. So we have to play with in whatever rules are in place. And with the officials that are officiating the game. And that's what we try to do, you know. And it doesn't do any good to, whether you like it or not, talk about the officials because they're not changing. So, hey, we go play the game. I told the players, your job is to play, all right, let the officials officiate. And I told them I hope that they're players and not officials.
How do you think that the replacement officials did that?
Hey, they officiated the game.
Last one, Jay.
You threw the challenge flag. Now, I saw during the game that Coach Carthon had the flag.
Yeah.
Does he get called to throw it, or do you have somebody in the booth that you have assigned specifically to watch?
We all work together. I got somebody upstairs. I got eyes downstairs, and they kind of give me some indications about what they think, And when I choose to throw it, I tell Maurice to throw it.
So you just kind of look and go, like a manager, give me the right answer.
That's right.
Your arm's not good enough to?
No, not my arm. My arm is good. It's the speed, all right? So if the ball were down, you know, away from the bench, I don't have the speed I used to have.
Coach, you talk a lot about the road. You mentioned several times about going and playing on the road. As a head coach, what's some of the things you play to do to keep your team loose? Because you're really making it an emphasis.
I don't necessarily want to keep them loose. I just want them to understand the distractions that come along with playing on the road because you go to a different place, you have to fly, you're staying in a different hotel. Generally, you have to deal with family, friends, and tickets and all of those kind of things. And so they have to be able to put those things aside and focus and concentrate on the game. As well as when you get into the stadium, you got the opponent and you got the opponent fans, you know, that you have to deal with. So we try to talk to them about those kind of things.